This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Summer is officially on its way and our thoughts turn to light eating and our perennial fantasy of delicious, healthy lunches, which will somehow conjure up the spirit of the south of France, wherever we are. But if your salads like mine have a tendency to limp onto the table, our Cook the Perfect series promises salvation. Roly Lee is a leading chef and author of a book on seasonal English cooking. He's standing by at the ready here with me to prepare the perfect salade niçoise. Roly, many people will be familiar with the British version of this dish with tuna and potatoes. I can't see either of these ingredients in your pile. Talk us what makes your salad.
Well, I've gone back to the real McCoy. It's about 25, 30 years ago. It was a rather crooked mayor of Nice who published a cookbook just before he emigrated to South America where he couldn't be caught by the police. And he produced this cookbook when she said that you've all got it wrong about salad niçoise. It doesn't have any cooked vegetables in it. It should be fresh and bursting with, you know, ripe southern French vegetables.
So what do we got here? And you can putting it together as you tell us.
It's really a tomato salad with lots of other bits and pieces.
Let's go going in for a bit of blanching there into the pan, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just going to put those on and blanch them very briefly so I can get the skins off them. And
that's a very quick blanching. So how long is that taking?
How long should we be blanching? 20, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Depends slightly on the equipment to hand. The first thing to do is I'm taking a plate here and I'm rubbing it. I put a little bit of salt on it, which will help to break down the garlic and season the salad.
So you're actually rubbing the garlic across
Like a lot of salads, you know, whether it's a wooden bowl or a ceramic one. That will pick up the perfume of the garlic.
So that means we don't get those gritty bits of garlic in the salad, but we've got the nice, zingy taste. And here comes the tomato.
Tomatoes are coming out.
We just get the best ones we can for this.
Absolutely. I mean, they'll get progressively better between now and September.
Any particular ones or just nice big red, round ones?
Lovely red ones. Really, you know, want scent from tomatoes as well as sweet, rich flavour. And now, you know, even the Dutch ones are very much better than they used to be. These smell lovely.
So while you're just getting those tomatoes peeled there, what else is going to go in?
Right, well, the tomatoes are the base, and then I've got a hard-boiled egg, which is the only cooked ingredient, which sort of makes it a bit of a lunch.
Firmly hard-boiled?
No, still slightly, you know, soft in the middle.
That's all right for you to say, but for those of us who never know quite how long to boil an egg, that's a terrible confession.
Oh, it's so simple.
So come on then, how long should we boil an egg?
Well, for something like this, you simply put them in cold water in a small saucepan, bring them up to the boil, and then for these were 5 minutes. is you want them a slightly softer, runnier yolk.
Got it.
4 minutes. Okay. And then you take them off and dip them in cold water. And then they pop out of the shell. And it's really quite simple.
And what about greenery in this salad? Where is our crunch going
We've got loads of greenery. We've got cucumbers, surprisingly, which some people don't expect to get from the south of France, but you do. You know, you get cucumber even in Greece in a Greek salad. I've got cucumber. I've got peppers, which I've peeled, because I hate pepper skin. I have broad beans, and you can either peel those just by dropping them in boiling water, but I've been purist here. I peeled them raw.
You peel them raw?
Yep.
Pod them. Is it? I suppose it's a bit quicker if they've been in water.
It's much quicker. Yes. But you know, you get a knack for it. It all depends if you're in a terrible, terrible hurry, and everybody now talks about cooking as though it's a chore, and it's got to be done in 30 minutes, we've got to be quick. We don't have time to cook. And I think if you don't have time to cook, it's a very sad state of affairs.
You're part of the slow food movement, aren't you, which is dedicated to slowing us down in the kitchen. Does that influence the sort of things that you cook?
I have actually a sticker that says the slow food movement have given me to say I'm a member of the slow food collective, but I've never had the courage to put it up outside the restaurant because I just think customers will walk by and say, oh, well, we haven't got time to eat there.
Well, it means they're probably going to book in for a very long lunch, I suppose. I mean, I noticed in the book where you also cover this recipe, you follow up your salad with breast of veal with stuffing and a sauterne and oil cake. So lunch is clearly a serious matter for you, Rowley.
Of course it is. I think lunch are the five most beautiful letters in the English language. And, you know, because I don't think any of us can eat. And even, you know, in past times, dinner used to be had at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And people never used to have big dinners because they know it's bad for your digestion.
So better to have
lunch is the big meal of the day.
Lovely long lunches that we thought had gone out of fashion, but you're bringing back here.
The worst one of all is the idea of a working lunch.
Mustn't miss a stage. We've got the working lunch. Certainly not. We've got the egg going on to the tomato.
I'm piling the egg on top of the tomatoes, so we've got already building up quite a lot of colour. Cucumbers are going on top of that.
Oh, talk us about through the seasoning quickly,
I've already put the salt on the bottom. I put a little bit of red wine vinegar on the tomatoes.
That's going to be our vinegary
moment. Well, it brings out the sweetness in the tomatoes. Next, I think we'll have these little sliced radishes. More crunch, more freshness, more colour. So we've got red, yellow, white, red, green. Now some peppers.
And you don't really assemble very exactly. You're quite sort of liberal in sprinkling things around.
It's looking after itself.
Looks after itself.
The colours are there.
Oh, gosh. Our favourite kind of cooking.
Yeah.
Any pitfalls that we ought to warn ourselves about?
Lousy ingredients.
I won't be doing that. I'm dying for a taste, actually, if anyone's feeling that they could...
People say, oh, God, I don't know what to cook today. And now I've got sliced spring onions going on. Here are my little broad beans.
And there go the broad beans.
I'm loving the peeled broad beans. Now I'm tearing loads of shards of basil all over.
I'm going to have a very quick taste.
Olives, finally, you mustn't forget the anchovies and the olive oil.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is so fresh. I'm just having a nibble of that the olives and the anchovies and the fresh tomato.
And that's, although it's not really my style, it's incredibly healthy too, isn't it?
It is. This is. For those of us who want to feel a bit virtuous, this is so lovely and bright and absolutely delicious. Rowley Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And, of course, the recipe and all of the other recipes in our Cook the Perfect series you can find on the website.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.